first, the controversial union boss John Setka is set to be expelled from the Australian Labor Party. The federal Labor leader, Anthony Albanese, says he will ask the national executive of the ALP to tear up Mr. Setka's membership. He said the alleged comments by the Victorian secretary of the CFMEU about family violence campaigner Rosie Batty are completely incompatible with the values of the Labor Party. With the latest, we're joined now in Canberra by political reporter Stephanie Boris. Stephanie, pressure has been building on the Labor Party for days over John Setka. What did Anthony Albanese say today?
Well, this is a significant and serious move by the federal Labor leader, Anthony Albanese, to request that John Setka be expelled from the party. And Mr. Albanese says this relates to the comments that Mr. Setka reportedly made. The Age newspaper reported that the Victorian secretary of the Construction, Forestry, Mining and Energy Union told a meeting of the union's national executive that men have fewer rights, and that's because of Rosie Batty's work. Now, Mr. Setka has not responded to the ABC's request for comment, but he has told another media outlet that his words were taken out of context. It's not the first time that John Setka has been in the spotlight for controversial comments. And today, Anthony Albanese has confirmed that at the next meeting of the National Executive of the ALP, which is in July, he'll move for the expulsion of John Setka. And he's also requested that Mr. Setka's membership be suspended immediately.
John Setka does not belong in our party because of the views that he holds. Rosie Batty is a great campaigner against family violence, and the idea that she should be denigrated by someone like John Setka is completely unacceptable to me as leader of the Australian Labor Party. And I don't want him in our party. It's that simple. My concern here is that John Setka undermines the credibility of the trade union movement through the position that he holds and the public views that he's expressed.
So a strong statement there from Labor leader Anthony Albanese, as you say, Stephanie. Any response yet from John Setka?
There's no word from him or the Victorian branch of the CFMEU despite repeated requests by the ABC. The question now, though, of course, is how he can hold on to that position within the union, considering his membership has been suspended and he looks set to lose it altogether.
Now, you mentioned that Mr. Setka said he was taken out of context. Has he admitted that he actually made the comments?
He hasn't made any response to the ABC. He said that the comments were taken out of context, but there's been no apology as such. So this is a very serious move by the federal Labor leader, Anthony Albanese. He says the decision to want to expel him is purely around these reported comments because there is another issue at play at the moment. Mr. Setka has also been under pressure from some within the unions to resign from his role since he was charged earlier this year with using a carriage service to harass a woman. That case is before the courts. Mr. Albanese saying that's not the reason that Mr. Setka should lose his membership. It's because of the comments, the reported comments he made about Rosie Batty.
Stephanie Boris, our political reporter in Canberra, thank you.